People are always asking me, how is it you can manage to live down at the Millionaire Club of the South End when you don't really have a job? They think the way the world works is you make an hourly wage or a salary, then you hop right out and buy a new car, a palatial house, a supersized TV, all of it on time, all of it figuring out those payments the mortgage company or the credit card company or the car dealer is going to fit into your income. I think the schools in America, at least the ones I went to, wanted to keep us in the dark about interest and principal. The only principal me and my wise-ass buddy saw was in his office, reading us our detention notices. I don't owe anybody anything, except, well, maybe an apology. I drove a jalopy, I lived in a shack for 17 years, I built my new house myself. I'm not saying it's going to make the street of dreams, but it's paid for, and I tell you youngins, that's a dream come true for a boy a mortgage would have made into an indentured servant. I had a former friend's punk teenage boy ask me one time if I was rich. Big smirk and grin, real smug kid, already a con artist like his old man, smarter than you and me by a country mile, he figured. I thought about wiping that smile right off his map, but, well, finally I said, nah, I'm not rich, not the way you mean, not in any way you'd ever understand. But I am free. I don't owe anybody a red cent, don't have debts weighing me down, don't have to worry about the mortgage. Of course, that's a rich money won't touch. That's a wealth you can't take to the bank. I won't tell you my buddy's punk son got any lessons here. But at least I figured he wouldn't come back after dark to see what he could steal. He'd go find a rich guy.